Welcome into Scoops with DannyMac.com and my weekly visit with Brian Walton of TheCardinalNation.com. Lots to get into, days away from spring training. We talk about minor league camp, some of the best battles coming up in camp, the future of Alex Reyes, what may happen in spring training, all that and more, and also a giveaway coming up with Brian Walton of TheCardinalNation.com as we come to you from the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with TheHomeLoanExpert.com. There's never been a better time to look at a refinance. Maybe it's time to get rid of the PMI or get some cash out to pay off the credit cards. 5 minutes could save you $500 a month. TheHomeLoanExpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
I'm proud to announce a new sponsor for Scoops with DannyMac.com, and that's Design Air Heating and Cooling. You know, a few weeks ago, I was having an issue with my furnace, and I made a connection with Seth Goldkamp, who runs Design Air Heating and Cooling. He sent a technician over to my house. Not only did the technician arrive at my house, but so did Seth. They did a tune-up on my furnace. They got it running properly, but they also found a glitch in the system that is now saving me money on my monthly statement. That's all because of Design Air Heating and Cooling. They did that for me and my family. They can do that for you. They're a fourth-generation family-run company. They've been in business for over 100 years because they take care of their customers. The number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. Find out more at designairservice.com. Thanks to Seth Goldkamp and Design Air Heating and Cooling. Wednesdays with Walton, our chance to visit with Brian Walton of TheCardinalNation.com, coming to you from the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios on Scoops with DannyMac.com. And you know what we've been saying, it's months away, then it was weeks away, and now we are days away. This really is, Brian Walton, an exciting time of the year with sunshine, warm weather, and, well, it's here. Baseball is here, isn't it?
Absolutely. The players that will be reporting to Jupiter starting on February 12th. And unlike past years, where we kind of knew coming in what the 25-man roster was pretty much going to look like, this year on the pitching side, the makeup of that bullpen is a big question. We know the five starting pitchers, assuming everybody's healthy, but there's a whole gaggle of players competing for that seven or eight players that will start the season in the bullpen.
You know, it's interesting. After the trade of Luke Weaver, I've been saying this the entire offseason. You could have, at one point, with Weaver, when he was part of the Cardinals organization, you had 11 guys that would have been potential starters on any other team. In no particular order, Carlos Martinez, Adam Wainwright, Jack Flaherty, Miles Michaelis, Michael Wacha, John Gant, Austin Gomber, Dakota Hudson, Alex Reyes, and Daniel Ponce de Leon. I would think, and correct me if I'm wrong, the Cardinals starting rotation, again, in no particular order, Carlos Martinez, Adam Wainwright, Jack Flaherty, Miles Michaelis, Michael Wacha. So that competition for the bullpen, you've got John Gant, Austin Gomber, Hudson, Reyes, Daniel Ponce de Leon. So what that means, some of those guys are going to be on the outside looking in, and that's what you're talking about, Brian. That's going to be the competition, which should be great, barring injury, looking at guys with options and guys that have a chance to be on this team in the bullpen, and that's what's going to make this a lot of fun.
And it's not only all those starters, but let's remember all the relievers who were competing for relief jobs, too. You got Cecil and Shreve and Webb and Miller on the left side. You got Myers, Leon, Hicks, Brebbia, Gallegos from the right side. So if you even forgot all those extra starting pitchers, there's more than enough major league proven relievers competing for jobs as well.
With the guys that are back, Mike Myers is a guy that's out of options. So a particular look at him is interesting because he needs to have a solid camp because he's the kind of guy that, you know, he does have a small track record, but it's not a long one, Brian. So if he comes out and doesn't have a great camp, there are options behind him to where the Cardinals could be creative with this roster and say, look, if he doesn't have a solid camp and someone's behind him, this is survival of the fittest, so to speak, and they could be creative with that roster spot.
Mike Myers last spring, if you remember, just pitched tremendously. I think he pitched like his first 12 innings scoreless, and then finally his last outing he was scored upon. But by then, he already made the team because he came into camp last year, on the the fence. John Gant is another one who, you know, performed very, very well. Probably one of the most unsung heroes on the 2018 Cardinals. But Gant is also out of options. He's not going to be in the rotation unless, you know, there are injuries or problems. And, you know, maybe he's your long man in the pen. But you look at guys like Gant and Myers, and as you said, they, you know, they would fit very well on other teams. And we saw the Cardinals last spring at the end of spring training when they had a couple guys, Josh Lucas and Bravik Valera, that didn't look like they fit. They traded them for younger prospects because there, you know, wasn't room for them on the team. So, you know, if everybody's healthy and everybody performs well, that's, you know, trades are another way that they might relieve some of that pressure.
Dominic Leone is a guy that was, when brought over, a guy that had value because he had options. He's got options. So he's another guy that's kind of fighting for his life as well and needs to have a solid camp for the Cardinals too.
Well, he had such an injury plague 2018, but if you remember last year at this time, Dan, we were talking about Leone as a potential closer. Yeah, Gregerson was, you know, was brought in, but Leone, they believed he had the kind of stuff that he might have been the guy, you know, to be the closer. So, you know, he's not that far removed from being thought of as one of the top guys in the pen. And, you know, he obviously has the capability, so it's going to be, you know, obviously time for him to step up.
One of the things that will be talked about, I think, from day one is, what do you do with Alex Reyes? Now, he's the kind of guy that's such a special talent. You had him on your website again, and many publications did, that take a hard look at the minor leagues as the number one prospect for the Cardinals yet again. You can't have him go 200 innings. You got to manage innings. But yet, if he goes into camp, Brian, and he said he's had a normal offseason, he said that again at the winter warm-up, what do you do? You know, it's spring training. If he says, look, I'm healthy, I'm throwing well, I'm built up, the strength is there, what do you do with Alex Reyes if he breaks camp and he's healthy and he says, you know, what's the point of me going back down to the minor leagues? I'm ready to go. What do you think happens?
Well, as you well know, the players don't call their shots. I think more importantly than what Alex Reyes says is what Alex Reyes does on the mound. And if he pitches like he did through the minor leagues in his rehabs, you know, this last April and May, then, you know, he'll have to be on the team if he's that good. Now, this shoulder injury that he had, you know, it's a little different. And, you know, there's not exactly a clear path necessarily back. So he'll be a guy that we'll have to watch very carefully. But I think if there's any doubt about his readiness, the easy path is put him on the disabled list, put him on a minor league rehab, let him go down to the minors and, you know, and work his way back. And, you know, when a roster opening occurs, then you bring him up. So I think, you know, it's going to be all about what Alex Reyes does when he gets those limited spring training opportunities. You know, never before has there ever been a spring in my memory where, you know, every appearance for these pitchers is going to matter so much.
I would totally agree with that. I also think the bench is something of a battle as well. Now, let's just assume Dexter Fowler is healthy, both mentally and physically, and he's got the right field spot. Although, I do think it's a very intriguing spring training for him. However, the fallback would be Jose Martinez, Tyler O'Neill, Jed Jerko is on your bench. Who else do you see fighting, though, from the left side of the bench to make this club?
Well, there's not many options from the left side of the bench. It's Drew Robinson, who's the, you know, the young man they got from Texas in return for Patrick Wisdom. But, you know, I'm not even sure that O'Neill is on the bench right now. You know, if Jose Martinez is your fourth outfielder and you still have Jerko, you know, and you need a middle infield reserve, Munoz perhaps. You know, there's just not enough room for all these guys. And if they go with eight relievers, they can only have four bench players. Or if they go with seven relievers, which they can probably do in the early part of the schedule because of the off days, you're still only going to have five guys on your bench. So if you count Munoz, Jerko, Martinez, Robinson, and your catcher, you're done.
Right, right. It's going to be intriguing. You're right. And they do have a little wiggle room at the beginning of the season to maybe play with that. Let's talk about also the minor league camp and how that's all going to work. And I know that's where really you make your living. Minor league camp, how does it all work out in spring training for a minor league camp?
Well, there are multiple camps. For the ninth consecutive year, the Cardinals will be having their early camp for a selected group of minor league players. They call that Step Camp, or spring training early program. And that group arrives on Sunday, February 24th. So, you know, right after the first major league game is played, this select group will show up, roughly 30 or so players. And then the full group of minor leaguers will arrive starting on the 6th of March for the pitchers, and the position players join them on the 8th. And the interesting thing about the players in this step camp, because they'll kind of be the top minor leaguers, they'll also have a head start in readiness. So a lot of the early games you'll be calling on Fox Sports Midwest, the players from step camp will be the ones that will be called over, you know, to take those late game pinch hit at bats, or to be pinch runners, that type of thing, maybe throw a spare inning here or there, because those are the guys that are more ready. And so, and then, of course, when the non-roster invitees to big league camp, you know, get sent out, then they'll join minor league camp as well. And all those players are there to compete for one of the 100 jobs, 25 men each, on the rosters of AAA Memphis, AA Springfield, High A Palm Beach, and Class A Peoria. And their season starts on, I believe it's the 5th of April, so basically a week after the major league schedule starts.
We'll continue with Brian Walton in just a moment. Hair Saloon's home base is in St. Louis, founded in 1997. They now have 16 locations right here in the Gateway City. Hair Saloon keeps client notes on each customer, so on each visit, you can be assured they know what you want. They'll do that in the privacy of your own cutting station. Complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel and a mint, and a complimentary shoe shine, all that for just $22. Need a haircut? Think Hair Saloon for Men. Want to remind you, Blues fans are invited to join the party all season long. Ticket Tuesday at St. Louis Blues. Ticket Tuesdays at Hot Shots. Customers can enter to win a pair of Blues tickets at every Hot Shots location every Tuesday Blues game this season. So throw on your Blues gear, show up and register to win a pair of tickets, and cheer on the Blues. You'll enjoy awesome specials on food and drinks, including Bud Family and Jack Daniels, Blue Sampler appetizers, and so much more. That's at Hot Shots, proud partner of St. Louis Blues Hockey, and your home for all the games all the time since 1990. Ticket Tuesdays at Hot Shots Sports Bar and Grill. Dan McLaughlin here from my friends at Schnucks. You have to go to Schnucks for Valentine's Day this year. In fact, you have to go to Schnucks anytime you need flowers. That's because this year, Schnucks is making it even easier. Now you can order your flowers right there on the Schnucks Rewards app. So when everyone else who waited until the last minute is rushing to Schnucks to pick up their flowers, you'll be one step ahead of them, and the flowers will be delivered right to you. Download the Schnucks Rewards app and start saving today. Tell us about the new minor league coach at the AAA level. Tell us a little bit about the man that takes over for Stubby Clapp.
Well, you know, the Cardinals made a change with Stubby Clapp after two great years, two titles with Memphis. They gave him a promotion, and they hired Ben Johnson, who was a coach for AAA Durham, a young guy in his late 30s, I believe. An accomplished coach, but also a former player. Actually, interestingly enough, a former player in the Cardinals organization, as well as others. Had some major league experience. And he also follows Stubby in one interesting way, in that he's not only a Memphis resident, but also a Memphis native. So, you know, Ben Johnson also has great ties to the Memphis community, and should be a great choice as the new manager for the AAA Redbirds.
For fans that are tuned in, Brian, you knew the new hitting coach of the St. Louis Cardinals. He was in the minor league system, and now he comes to St. Louis and will be part of Mike Schilt's staff. Why do you think the Cardinals went with him to replace what they had there? I mean, they're going to have Buddha. He's back. But also, you know, bringing this man back as a guy that puts a premium on putting the ball in play.
Yeah, Jeff Albert's a guy who preaches contact. And one of the things that I saw when I was down in instructional camp was the players were putting these little mechanisms on the end of their bats called blast motion. And they're devices that actually measure the path and the angle of the bat through the strike zone for each player. And the computers, the programs, you know, gather all this information, spew it out, and give the players and coaches information on their swings and what they can do better. This is the type of new technology and new thoughts that are being brought to the organization to help the hitters be more effective. And, you know, it's starting with the minor leagues for that particular example. But, you know, that's the type of new thinking that's being brought in, which, you know, seems very, very exciting.
I want to end this with a couple of thoughts on guys that'll battle in camp. And you'll see a lot of them when you see the games on Fox Sports Midwest. And as Brian mentioned, we'll have 15 of those in spring training. You're going to see a lot of Lane Thomas and probably a lot of Justin Wilson, two guys that were added to the 40-man roster, or at least Lane Thomas was added to the 40-man roster for the Cardinals. You see these guys because they get a lot of playing time once the regulars are out, so they usually come in fourth, fifth, sixth inning. Let's start with Lane Thomas. Give me an idea of what Lane Thomas brings to the table for Cardinals fans.
Stubby Clapp used to and multiple times has drawn a comparison between Lane Thomas and Harrison Bader. He thinks that much of Lane Thomas, who he knew in the Toronto organization. The Cardinals picked him up in July of 2017 for international cap money. He was a former fifth rounder, hadn't really done well in the Toronto system, particularly just because he'd been injured a lot. And he came over to the Cardinals and got injured again, missed most of the rest of 2017. But he was the breakout player of the year in the Cardinals system in 2018, in my opinion, between Springfield and Memphis, hit 27 home runs, one more than Tyler O'Neill, because O'Neill, of course, was with St. Louis a lot of the time. Drove in 88 runs, top in the system. Lane Thomas also has very good speed, stole 17 bases. So he and can play a very good center field. Lane Thomas was added to the 40-man roster in November to be protected from the Rule 5 draft. So he is a guy that can be in the mix for, you know, becoming that next outfielder ready to be called up, exciting young player. Justin Williams was acquired as part of the Tommy Pham trade from Tampa Bay, and was a very highly thought of prospect, a left-handed hitter, has played very well in his career, but he's a guy that everybody thinks is going to have more power, and they're waiting to see it develop. And so Justin Williams may be a guy that will almost certainly will start the year in AAA, but the hope is that he can become a left-handed power threat in the outfield and be a guy that can contribute for the Cardinals, if not as a regular in 2019, maybe a guy that can, you know, fight his way into the battle down the road.
Yeah, I was talking to Kerry Robinson about that. Kerry was the one that was at the time, a couple of years ago, scouting the American League East and talked about it. He said, you know what, this is the kind of kid that not only can run a little bit, play good defense, but we think will hit for power eventually. You're like me. You love the history of the game, and certainly you love the history of the St. Louis Cardinals. And that means if you have a chance when you're coming to the ballpark, make sure you head to the Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum. And you've done a lot of research on one of the new displays that's there at the Hall of Fame Museum, haven't you?
Yeah, that's the article that's featured on the Cardinal Nation today. I had an opportunity to see their new exhibit, which is called Pain Protection and Performance, the Evolution of Baseball Equipment. And there's a lot of photos there. You'll be able to see and you know, read about this exhibit. But there's special cases on how helmets have evolved over time, how baseball spikes have evolved, how gloves have evolved, catcher's equipment, the baseball bats. A number of trophies like Yadier Molina's gold and platinum gloves. So there's a lot to see there in the Cardinals Museum. And, of course, in the lobby of that, in the vestibule, are where the 40 plaques are for the members of the St. Louis Cardinals Hall of Fame. And, of course, fan voting will begin on the 1st of March for this year's class as well. And I want to do something a little special for our listeners today, if that's okay, Dan.
Absolutely. What do you have?
I've got a pair of free passes. It's a combination pass for a stadium tour and an admission to the museum. Has to be used during the 2019 calendar year, so please don't go after them unless you can use them during this year. And the way that you can win, go to the CardinalNation.com message boards, the open public forum, and find the thread that's called ScoopsWithDannyMac.com, because I always put links up there to these podcasts. And the first one to post there, who posts scoops for the museum, those are the words, scoops for the museum, you post that, the first one there will win these two passes for the stadium tour and museum admission.
I love it. Now, I also have to ask you, if you head to thecardinalnation.com, What else outside of this article will fans find right before spring training on your website?
Well, you'll find all the details on minor league camp, including the daily games, where you know who the Cardinals minor leaguers are going to be playing every day at 1 o'clock. There'll be games on the Kissel Quad, and then there'll be away games as well, pretty much every day. You can read about the fan ballot for the Hall of Fame, some new signees, a couple international kids, and a non-drafted free agent that the Cardinals just signed. There's a whole series about the Cardinals prospects from a publication called Baseball HQ that goes into great depth on prospects. And, of course, the opportunity to order the Cardinal Nation's 2019 Prospect Guide, which is now the print version is available as well. We're very proud of that. And folks have been buying them, both the electronic version and the published version. And we hope that fans take a look at that and order it. If they want to learn about minor leaguers, there's no better way to do it.
I bought mine this week. It's on its way. It's my cheat sheet ready to go for February 23rd, which will be our first game that we'll be broadcasting on Fox Sports Midwest. Brian, as always, thank you so much, and we'll catch up next Wednesday. I'll be down in Jupiter, and we'll make sure we'll be talking a little Cardinal baseball. Can't wait to do it. Thank you, sir.
All right, Dan.